Hello, I'm Rob.
Hello, and I'm Jake.
Or is it the same people because we sound exactly the same?
This is Jake laughing.
There's Rob. So, we've decided to start a podcast that is currently nameless. If anyone
we need help.
Wants to help us, we're impatient and wanted to get it started, but are really confused about a name. So, if anyone wants to give us a hand with that, just shoot away. Basically, tonight, since it's the first episode, we decided to do a coming out story. All the gays love a good come out story, don't we?
Yeah, it's a bit nervous.
Yeah, that was Jake. I'm only messing. So anyway, okay, we're going to get things kicked off, starting with Jake, the younger brother. He's going to introduce himself, age, blah, blah, blah.
So my name is Jake and I'm 21 and I came out when I was 17. I used to go drinking excessively a lot, but just having fun, like. And one day I was up at my nan's, and I don't know, I just literally fainted because I got hot and cold sweats out of nowhere.
Got the spinners after a rollie.
Imagine. And we were out in the garden and just fainted, whatever. And they saw, well, there was a group around, just all my family and aunts and stuff, my brothers and sisters, and they saw cuts on my arms. It kind of went from there. I didn't come out from there.
What year was this?
That was 2017. I was 17. Yeah, was 17.
Oh my god, so scary.
Yeah, young enough, right? And they saw cuts on my arms, but they didn't say anything. They noticed that, and then obviously I pretended I fell in a bush.
Yeah.
Just to get it away because I was so scared.
I know you were going through it all on your own. 17,
But then it was like a few months later. I went drinking up my cousin's house, and got a bit too drunk, obviously, and let it all pour out. Obviously for the better. So my uncle went up and told my aunt, and she came into me, and when she came into me, I never forget it, she came into me and she goes, well, your uncle just told me there the story, whatever. And I went, I felt myself going wax.
And she would actually get sick.
She actually wrote to me, she goes, Jake, relax, you're going wax, right?
I know, I'm sweating.
I know.
I'm sweating.
It's actually just hot and cold sweats.
Because a gay person obviously understands coming out, but obviously if you're straight, you never have to come out.
Mm.
And no one knows what that's like until
you're in the moment, in the position.
Oh, literally, you want to do your shits in toilets anyway beforehand because you piss yourself over the nerves. It's actually so...
Or it's get sick beforehand.
Yeah.
She went and told... He went and told my aunt or whatever, and my aunt went to my older sister. She's like...
Our second mother, shout out to Tanya.
Yeah, she's like her second mum.
And Kelly and Jet, we love
and
you
Kelly,
too.
Yeah, of course. But Tanya's like the second mum.
Yeah, she is.
And I was only just, it was my first year of college, and I was just after being in college, I was literally 17, like I was still young leaving school.
I know, really was, like.
And I was sitting in the back of the class, literally my second day in college, and she texted me a big long spiel. Still didn't know now that Tanya found out, she texted me a big, huge, long thing. And then she collected me from college, but at the time I wasn't talking to my mum. Had a bit of a tiff with her.
You'd never clue the wars we have in our family. There's like 40 of us.
Yeah. Obviously love a bit of wars, but
yeah, of course.
I wasn't talking to my mum at the time, but my sister was actually living in my nan's house because she was moving into her new house getting it done. And she pretended to I was up minding the kids, and she pretended to me, she goes, Jake, I'm going shopping there, will you mind the kids? I goes, yeah, no problem. Fell asleep with the kids, came back, and she had my mum and dad told for the better, she said. And she didn't let me gam on until I was outside the door. She was
Is he shitting on the fireplace?
No fucking way.
Sorry,
no,
that's just not. Our new pup. Oh.
Is he?
I don't know. Let me check.
And no, he's not. And I came in not after speaking to my mum for a week. I was actually not even in the house for a week. I was up with my cousins. And of course, my mum and dad, being the mum and dad that they are, open arms, crying, everything, just so lovable. Obviously, she was like, just so surprised that I kept it into myself. She thought I was open, but I wasn't. And just crying to me, saying how much they love me and how accepting. Just don't ever hide anything from us again. And ever since that day, I can never forget it. It was like the 27th of September, I think. Because it's still a bit of a scar moment, obviously.
It is.
And ever since then, I feel so much better. I couldn't have been happier. I'm happy the way I came out. I'm happy that the age I came out. And I was just so lucky with the family I had.
And the family we do have, they're all so good. They really are. But obviously, it's such a scary time. I mean,
there's just so many of us. I was the first one coming out gay as a huge
family.
Yeah,
which is a really big deal. Like, do you know, fair play tough socks. Okay, so now we're gonna move to me. I'm Rob, and so basically, what year did I come out in?
That was, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm slow. I don't even know my answer.
It was Kerry's 21st. Remember, around that.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, that, no, that's when I told you.
Told me, and that was only a few months later.
Oh my God, it was when we went down the stag to Malaga. Oh my God, that's a different story. We'll talk about that in a separate episode. Fucking hell.
Fuck me.
Jesus. We didn't sleep for fucking 3 days the whole time we were there. We were absolutely horrendously goosed. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. So, basically, obviously, Jake had coming out. So, with that in store, I just want to give a background on our family and the way they are. Like, all my family are so lovable. We're like, everyone around us is so great. Yeah. We're all so close. But we're very old-fashioned. So there was never ill intention on anyone coming out. There never
just
was
the pure
anyway.
Irish family.
Yeah, the pure Irish family. Sure, you know yourselves.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's what it is.
So anyway, Jake had come out. Obviously, me and Jake never spoke about to each other about being gay.
Yeah.
But even, like, listen to this. I knew. We both knew.
We both knew.
Sure, if you're gay, you know. Literally. Do you know what I mean? So one day we had bunk beds in our room, and I was on a Twitter page, and it was like for the gays. So like, all funny gay jokes and stuff.
Gay memes and stuff like that.
Yeah, and not dirty.
No.
So
at that time, there was no dirty stuff on Twitter.
So I was going scrolling through the gay page anyway, and I was on a video. But my volume was down, and he was on the top bunk and I was on the bottom bunk. And I knew my volume was down, but the video, I was watching the video anyway. And it sounded like whatever he was playing upstairs was the video I was watching up in the bunk bed was the video. Video? Was the video I was watching on the bottom bunk. And since then, well, I always knew he was gay. But
we started skilling out and laughing when we had that first conversation, didn't we?
That really solidified things. So anyway, me being gay and coming out. So again, Tanya, the second mother, like, she's so good to us. I was actually at my cousin's 21st in the Pearshig, up the north side. And we got really drunk, long story short.
Excessively drunk.
Oh, wait, no, I'm actually skipping way ahead because I actually told my friends first. So when was it? Oh my God, we were all drinking at my friend's house, and I was talking to one of my friends. So I was in chatting away. I was like, Podge. He was, yeah. I was like,
did it come out like that?
Yeah, literally. I wasn't even expecting it myself.
That's when it comes out though.
Oh my God, it's like,
that's when it comes
like
out.
It's like farting and a shit comes out. Yeah. That's actually exactly
following
what,
through.
Following through. I followed through the gateway, like the gateway. So anyway, I followed through with Podge. So I was like, Podge, I'm gay. Then I went wax white because my first time even telling anyone.
You do though, like?
Oh my God, a big, nah, I heard it.
Who?
And I looked at, who? I told you this, you girl. Oh. I looked at the door, who fucking falls in? Dan.
Oh yeah.
Robert, I was out there listening, and like, I know I'm not meant to know, and I know I'm not meant to be listening, but I heard what you said, and I'm so proud. It's actually in shock.
Dan being
so funny. So anyway, I shat my pants with the minute someone else knew. So he's like, oh, don't worry, blah blah blah, your secret's safe and with me, whatever. But sure, I wasn't a secret for long, because once I started, it was like an addiction.
It's like letting loose.
Like, it's weird. It's like
you
relieving.
Slowly start becoming yourself.
You do though. And I mean, it's the biggest secret you kept in your whole entire life. Obviously, being gay has this taboo around it, especially, like, I don't know, coming from my core group of friends from years ago, like 5 cousins and 3 buddies, like, and you know, they're all straight lads, and obviously I got on so well with them. I'm delighted that
you didn't want to change anything.
I didn't want to change anything, like, do you know what I mean? And it was like a thing that wasn't normal, because I had so much fun with my friends. I love my friends, and I never wanted to be perceived any differently. Obviously, you know that you're not going to be perceived differently, but you know, it's still really fucking scary owning up to it.
So
anyway, go back to it, sorry. So I was up in Dan's room anyway, and we go downstairs, and my cousin, Timmy, I went out the back, and it was actually poker face normal. Then I was like, falling crying. Tim, I get it.
Let it loose, like,
oh God, I got that fucking out my chest.
I know, yeah.
So anyway, slowly started telling the boys, each an individual, because obviously I needed a bucket load of drink. I couldn't just text that, them or
that's what
be sober like, or like, oh yeah, come out there for a chat there. I'm gay.
Drunk words are sober thoughts though.
Exactly. Well, sometimes they're not because I have been really pissed and done.
But like meaningful things.
Oh
like.
My God, of course, yeah. Like, but you know, oh, it was, anyway, it's a horrendous point in time. So then I taught my sister at my cousin's 21st, and then my sister was getting married, and we had a stag. Oh yeah, by the way, like with
the
all
heaviest
this time
sesh well, ever.
Yeah, literally. But with all this time as well, like, I mean, it was just a hard time because I had to face Jake coming out gay. Then when Jake came out gay, obviously no one in my family expected
extra,
me to
extra
be
extra
gay.
Pressure.
Like, just extra, extra gay. But one day now, like, one day I came in home from a night out and my mum was crying by herself at the table. And I was like,
she came up to me as well. Remember?
I was like,
ma'am, how funny was that?
But this was the first time she taught me that you were gay.
Oh, about me? Oh, yeah. Mm.
I was like, ma'am. I was like, what's wrong with you? She looked at me and she goes, Jake's gay. Like, what am I going to do? And I looked at her. Obviously, me being gay, like, I'm like, look, ma'am, you know, he's not dead. I goes, are you for real? It's 20.
No one sick, like.
It was like fucking 2020 or whatever year it was. Yeah.
But it was close, like, onwards and upwards in the years, like.
Do you know what I mean? And she was like, look, I'm not actually sad that Jake's gay. I love my son. I'll always love my son. She was just really nervous about what way other people would treat Jake and, like, with people attacking him. And sure, you know your parents, how worried they'd be. So then I saw the real emotion behind the bars there. So, and then I had separate conversations with other people in my family being like, oh my God, I can't believe Jake's gay. You know, again, like crying and, you know, as if.
It was actually very emotional.
It's very emotional. Like, yeah. And for me to see everything and then with me locked in my own head being like, oh my God, I'm gay. Like,
the
how
pressure.
Am I going to fucking deal with this? Like, anyway. So it's bad enough being gay and trying to come out, and then do you know what I mean? So then I saw everyone's real emotion, but like
it was
no ill intention there. Do you know, it's our family's old fashioned. No one knew how to deal with being gay, and it was a new thing.
It was the first thing, like,
yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, and people had to get used to the situation. Obviously, things were going to change,
and it opened their mind so much. All our families,
two of us were put on this earth in my family to come out gay,
literally
to widen and broaden
our
the minds.
Yeah.
I'd actually kind of have a follow up story to over how much we did broaden people's minds. So anyway, saw my man bawling, crying. Had a couple of chats with other people in my family. They were bawling, crying as well. And then as time went on, I told all my friends that I was gay, whatever, like two years later, was it?
Mm.
Told all of my friends were gay. Then I told my sister Tanya. And then Tanya was like, look, we're going to deal with this. You know, it's so fine. You know, we're all healthy.
And even holding that for an extra 2 years as well. Like, oh my God.
I couldn't anyway.
God, that's sick. I actually couldn't.
But you know what, like, seeing all that and dealing with everything, and then there was a rumour going around in my own friends that was shitty enough as well at the time, so there was a lot of pressure on me,
it was extra pressure for you,
yeah.
Because I was the one who have to, you know.
So, like, I was dealing with a lot, then I was coming up to my exams for qualifying to be a personal trainer, and then I kept on saying it. I was, at the start of the month, I was like, I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out when I have my course done. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to come out. So
yeah, you roll it up, don't you? Like,
roll
you know
it up, and it came, the universe outed me. Let's just say, because everything got put out of my control there at one point, and then my family found out before I wanted them to, and it was just, it was,
and then again, that's
time.
Even more pressure on top of the pressure that he was already on.
Yeah, and then, you know, anyway, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, let's just say, without going into too much detail. And my sister's husband was having a stag. We're going to Malaga. So we went to Malaga for 4 days. And when I was in Malaga, my sister Tanya had told my mum and dad that I'm gay when I was over there.
No, you're missing part. My mom came up to me, remember the time we were just getting rid of our bunk beds, and my mom,
oh my God.
My mom came up to me and she goes, Jake, I have a question. I was like, what, mom? And she goes, is Robert the same as you? I goes, I don't know, because I didn't want to tell her without his permission either, like, you know.
Yeah.
I goes, I think so.
But she, God love him.
Do you know,
like,
that,
I mean,
that's just their way of communicating, like.
I know, and
they don't mean it, like.
My mum is the best mother you could actually possibly.
She go backwards for you, and my dad, like.
She and my dad, two of them, and my sisters, and our family.
All
our family
are
so great, like,
in general.
Genuinely, you couldn't handpick a better bunch.
No, literally.
Do you know? But again, it's all new adjustments, especially when they grew up and, like, gay was taboo in our house. Like, John, when we were growing up. Like, let's just say if two guys were kissing on the telly, they'd be like, turn off that. Or, you know, just don't look at that.
Pure Irish family.
Pure Irish family, like, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, they're old-fashioned, they're not bad people. When it came at their doorstep, though, you should have seen the change in them. Yeah,
my dad literally cried to me as well. It was my first time, my nan passed away, never saw him cry before, and he cried when me and Robert came out. It was actually just crazy. Like
my mum got a bit of a fright for Jake, and the minute my dad heard out, he was like, get my child down here now.
Because I still wasn't back home,
My mum's like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready yet, because, you know, she was still crying, whatever. And he looked at my mum and he goes, see, you can't say nothing to me. And if I know that my child's up there hurting, I want him down here right now. And I want to make sure that everything's okay. Do you know? And, you know, we come from good stock, especially with our parents. Like, I'm so grateful from. So anyway, I came home after that absolute bender in Malaga.
Bender is what it's called. Never. Two benders.
Oh, bender for the benders, right? But anyway, so came back home absolutely motherfucking rattled. And when I say rattled, I've never experienced the rats like I did in my life. I was fucking, I lay down on my back and then everything.
The steep paralysis. Like, oh my god. Paralysis.
I was actually falling. So I was actually falling. Everything came up white when I was in bed, lay down, everything came up white and I was falling to the floor. Then I woke up and my mum was standing at the end of my bed.
It
was like a dream, but when I woke up, she was at the end of my bed.
There,
that wasn't sleep paralysis.
Fuck, that was real.
And I goes, hi. She looked at me.
I'd say you knew what we were coming with the job.
Yeah. I was shitting it because she taught me when I was over there.
Yeah.
I goes, hi. And she goes, hi. I was like, yeah. She goes, well, do you have something to tell me? And then, oh, you know, my eyes started welling up and I started kind of.
Of course they did, though. Like, it's natural.
Oh, I just didn't know what to do. Like, especially coming after a fucking 4-day bender.
Oh my god. That's just, that was put on you there. Like, no tomorrow.
Oh my god. Like a fucking ton of bricks. A ton of gay bricks.
Literally.
So, anyway, my mum, she was like, do you have something to tell me? I was like, she goes, you wouldn't have to say it.
I know.
She goes, Rob, come on. She was like, why did you wait so long? She goes, do you know what I mean? Like, you honestly, but you like girls as well. I goes, no. She goes, oh, no, it's so fine. It's so fine. I'll go down and get your dad. Then my dad strolls
She's
into
so
the door.
Funny, no,
She's
my, like,
so funny. Like, yeah. My dad, like, literally, if you knew my dad, the biggest Northsider ever. Gatches.
Yeah.
Gatches my dead room. Lake. He looked at me, he actually put up one eyebrow and he goes, you know what? I goes, what? He goes, so what? We had one, now we have two, what of it?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know? She called love him.
It was just all good, positive, good
it vibes.
It was,
everything, you know,
that
it
came out of it, like.
It brought me and him, Jake, together.
Way
me and Jake
closer.
Despised each other, I hate to say it, before this.
Yeah,
didn't
we
though.
We did, we never. Not that, yeah, we didn't get on.
No, it's not like we despised each other, but like,
we just
like,
didn't get
oh
on
my
like,
god, Jake, great. He'd be like, can I come out too? We'd be like, no,
yeah.
Great.
Being the annoying younger brother.
But, and then when we came out, oh my god.
I think our lives, the whole house, like, changed.
The whole house changed.
Because obviously we were going to be moved, because obviously we were holding that big thing. Like,
and I was going out, how I dealt with it was awful.
Same.
Yeah, I would go out on a Friday and I wouldn't come home till the Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like, I was going out, you know, doing everything and anything, you know. Oh,
and the gym
on
as well
sessions.
Helped a lot.
Yeah, but before the gym I was on sessions.
No, that's
non-stop.
What made you, remember?
Yeah, that's what saved me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like on sessions nonstop, just trying to, you know, living for the weekend.
By the way, you feel happier when you're drunk. And when you're out in the session with your friends.
Yeah, and I got up to more than drink, to be honest, and
yeah,
my mental health was spiraling down fast. And when I mean that, it's like we got up to so much, and, you know, we went on, had our laughs and sessions, did what we did, got home, it was Monday morning, lived through Monday to Friday, depressed out of your head, to wait for the weekend to do the exact same thing. And that cycle just happened and happened and happened.
I was actually lucky the age I came out, so 17, like, because I wasn't at that stage of going out yet either, don't you?
Yeah, but I was 18, and that's when I started dabbling in other things other than drink.
That, yeah.
Do you know, and again, it was like a repressant. It was like, oh,
something that you could kind of lean on, but you weren't really leaning on it. It just made it feel like that you were.
Yeah, like, you know, I was always the mad one. I was always the one who downed the 70 cell of vodka. you know, trying to entertain people, or like I used to go out and I used to like meet older
and
women,
a lot of
let's just
say that as well. Like the life of the party hides kind of,
yeah, like hide the lad's secrets. They do, like I used to go
trying to keep people happy.
Yeah. But we used to live for Eclipse. We used to go into Eclipse to meet all the older women.
Remember Eclipse?
I'm like, here, bro, oh, just see. Here, bro, just see the woman I just met there? No, I'm like, that's me done for the night now. Yo, undercover.
I know. It's like when you, it's like once you meet a girl, it's like, that's ticked off this, that's done. I can tell the story the next morning to my friends.
Exactly. And do you know what? Fucking girls are pushy. Fair play
very
to them.
Pushy, yeah, they are.
Go get what you want, but yeah.
Not with the gay people. Yeah.
Oh god, the predicament I've been put in and had to follow through, like. I actually,
some predicaments I put, did you just hear my voice there? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Some predicaments I put myself in though.
Just to try even prove to yourself
try, that's
though.
That's what it is.
Like I went through, I remember being like, oh my god, like, you know, I'm just going to grow up, make a woman fall in love with me, have my kids, not even, can't even,
oh
even
my god,
have kids.
I used to think that as I was a babe. I swear to god, having a wife, having a kid, keeping it for the rest of your life.
And then, yeah.
Jesus Christ, that didn't happen anyway.
Who fucking knew you would have to sleep with them every weekend? I haven't been done all.
No. Oh god. That's the funny, that's how, look,
and that's
fun,
how young
like.
You are as well, because you actually fully can go through, okay, even with my, course, when we completed our course, we could have been a personal trainer on a boat. I was fully ready to live my life out at sea. Being a personal
you were,
trainer.
I can remember you coming in and telling me that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gone.
And we were all saying go as well, like,
yeah, literally, sure didn't have a clue why I was going.
And then you'll be working 6 days a week.
Oh,
though.
So gay and dramatic, like, I love it.
Love it, we're here for it.
Yeah. I'm sweating, just taking off my top. But anyway, back to us broadening our family's lives, okay? So one day, this is raw by the way as well in case we get confused. So one day I went up to my nan's. Okay, so basically I was PTing my nan, you know, just a couple of mobility movements and, you know, anyway, it's PTing her, just leave it at that. So I went up to her house one day and I was on my phone.
I don't think I know this.
You do, I told ya. And I was on my phone just scrolling away through it, whatever, so I'm doing what I've done. She goes, Rob, you're just so handsome.
Oh yeah, I do know.
She goes, Rob, you're just so handsome. I was like, oh, thanks, Dan.
The famous sentence.
I know, yeah. You're a waste.
You're a waste for girls.
They don't know.
It's
like, only,
yeah, it's them being innocent. That's
innocent,
what it is.
Yeah. And you know, do you know what I mean? It's funny.
I actually think I like it because...
Yeah, it's funny. Do you know,
because then
it's
you can
the way
bring
they cope
them
to
your
well.
Level.
But of course, yeah, that's the way they cope with it as well. Do you know what I mean?
And my nan...
Not that there's nothing
nan,
to cope about.
She learned a lot as well. Like,
she learned a lot, yeah.
So much. She actually ended up having a gay best friend after us.
So, I was sitting down. She goes, Rob, you're so handsome. What a waste of a woman, whatever. I started laughing because, you know, that's what they normally say. You know, it's funny, like. So I goes, you're so funny, Anne. Then I went back to scrolling and she was like, no, honestly, like, Rob, she's like, are you all right? And I was like, oh my God, this is my chance to enlighten everyone. So I pulled away from my phone and I was like, Nan. She goes, yeah. She was like, she said, so I was like, Nan. She goes, yeah. I was like, do you like my connection with you? Like, I was up, I am always
before
up in her house.
In, I actually learned something off this, what you said to her.
Yeah.
So. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm always up PTing her. I'm always the way I am with her. I'm always up talking to her. So then I was like, do you like me? And she was like, well, of course. Why would you say that? I goes, Nan, if I was straight, I would be a different person. I was like, Nan, do you know the connections I have with my brother Jake? With my mom, my sisters, my mom and my dad.
Like,
I goes, that would be a different person. I was like, would you like to change me if you had your way about it? She just looked at me. She goes, never mind what I fucking said there, I love you. And
but
she does, don't she does love us.
Robert.
Yeah, well.
When you goes, like, even if I wasn't gay, I would be a different person. I even thought about that. I was kind of like, fuck it.
But
now
I mean,
back, like,
but you would though.
Turn
yeah.
around being like, I actually would be kind of different. I
wouldn't
have
completely
the,
different.
Sorry, the bond that we would have though.
No,
I mean.
The bond mean you have. I reckon I was born and I was gay and then in the universe said he needs someone else.
and my mum and dad tried and for another boy. Just Robert, because we've three sisters. I'm the youngest, Robert's the second youngest. And they were like, yeah, we need a boy. Little did they know, two of us ended up fucking gay.
Yeah, but they needed another boy just in case one of us ended up gay.
Oh my god.
You're only fucking asking for trouble there.
Yeah, literally.
But again, they would never change
positive
us.
Positive vibes.
So they would never change us. And Like, I mean,
the laughs we even have now.
I know.
Do you know, and the jokes we still crack about even being, do you know, being gay and stuff.
I know, it's so good though. And anyway, being gay is just a part of us.
Yeah.
Do you know,
it never changed me even before I came out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still was who I was. If not, it made me better.
It made me better as well. With anyone, even if you're anyone, gay, straight, like, bisexual, transgender, like, anything, if once you're comfortable in yourself.
Having that weight on your chest and getting that off your chest would make anyone feel better.
Yeah, but like anything, do you know, anything, once you talk, like, yeah. Anyone can come to a eureka moment. Yeah. Just motherfucking accept yourself.
Yeah, it's all about that.
And watch RuPaul as well, it's fucking brilliant.
Oh my god, if you watch it, it's like you go into a different chant.
Yeah, it's great TV. So I think that concludes our first episode.
That was a lovely one. I liked it. I thought I'd be more nervous though.
I would have said I love it.
I just fucking, I love that combo.
Love it. So basically, we're going to try lighten up for the next episode and have something fun to talk about and something less doom and gloom. And we want to bring on our Uncle Mikey as well. He is hilarious.
So fucking funny.
We'll take it back to the 80s with a story from him growing up.
It will though.
Oh my god, I thought I was mental.
Oh no, wait till you hear him.
This motherfucker will blow your mind. So we will love and leave you, and hopefully
I hope people listen now.
I know, yeah. You're like losers.
I know, yeah. Look first for everything anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Look, at least we're motherfucking trying. So again, leave us know what you think, if anyone does like it, and hopefully someone took something from it.
Don't forget about a name actually as well, because I'm really struggling.
Help us. So we love and leave you, and goodbye to everyone. Peace out,
motherfuckers. 'Twas lovely.
Slán go fóill.